How's it going with you?
Pretty solid.
How's the competition
going? Well, so far, I mean, not really any issues. Just kind of working each day to get better.
The coach said yesterday that you guys are being judged even away from this field. What do you do when we don't see you kicking that contribute to the competition?
Whether it be just like working on timing, get offs on film, like little things. The way you're hitting the ball, your approach to the ball, your follow through, whether it be like right or left hash, a lot of different little things in the when we're watching films, as well as weight room, just getting in there and getting better, and then just putting the time and effort in and being a pro.
Do you know where you stand right now? Are you ahead?
I think it's pretty close competition right now. They usually do a pretty good job of keeping it under wraps for the most part, just between the coaching staff, which I believe helps out a lot, because me and Cody just go out there every day and just try to do our best each and every day.
You don't get a score tally every day?
We know our charts and we know how we do each and every day. We've both been kicking phenomenal. I mean, it's really hard to say if anybody's at the edge right now, because the last few days everybody's been pretty much hitting the ball the same. And I mean, when you have two kickers going 100%, I mean, it's hard to even complain about that.
One day it was windy out here, and you got, both of you guys missed 2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the post. It was an extremely windy day for August or late July. Did that give you a taste, you feel, of what you're in for from summer to summer?
I mean, yeah. I mean, looking back on those kicks, I feel like we both could do a little better. But it did give me some work in the wind, getting used to the situations here in Cleveland. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's just another day to get out there and get better. I mean, practice is practice for a reason. You go out there and get reps with the team so you can be better on game day.
Those 2 days you've been in the stadium, did those mean more than the others?
Yeah, they do. They mean a lot. The scrimmage was a pretty windy day itself, so that was good to get in there and get used to it and see how the weather plays a role in it. The preseason game was pretty nice. It started off pretty, not really windy at all, so it was pretty nice for the first half, but the second half it got pretty windy out there. But I mean, again, like you said, just kind of getting in the stadium, getting some reps in there and getting some work with the team, and actually going against another opposing team was nice to get those jitters out, this first game kicks out of the way, so now I feel a lot more confident going in.
You're competing, but you have to avoid living and dying with every kick.
Oh, yeah. You miss one. You got to realize there's going to be 1,000 other kicks. So, like you said, you can't live and die with one kick. You can't beat yourself up over one miss. I mean, you have to look back and be honest with yourself. Did you have a good day or you had a bad day? And if you had a bad day, just go watch some film and figure out what you did wrong and then come back the next day better.
You have an unusual first name. What's the story behind it?
I have no idea. My dad and mom picked it out. I want to say it's from like a book or something. But I mean, I like it. It's unique. I mean, growing up, I never had anybody else with a first name Zane. So, yeah, that first day of school when they say maybe like a Cody or Zach, where there's multiple kids, Zane, you never really had an issue with.
Yeah. There's a famous author named Zane Grey.
I did not.
Your last name, I mean, you don't look
I don't look Mexican. Yeah, I get that a lot. You got my dad's family. My dad's dad's from like Tampico, Mexico. So like he grew up around there, and my dad fluent reading, writing, everything in Spanish. And then my dad's side.
Was your dad born in Mexico?
No, he was born in Chicago actually. So they moved when he migrated over there. Went to Chicago to work in like some mills and stuff like that up there. And then my mom's from Arkansas, so pretty much the opposite end of the spectrum. A really pale-complected family, I can say that, I guess. So, I mean, I got more of that. And then my brother and sister got a little bit more of the toned skin, I would say.
And who did your mom or your dad give you the name, Zane? Do you know?
I'm not even sure. You have to talk to them. I never really asked that many questions about it.
For you, how is this different than a college camp? Which weight on your kids, is it any different than what you did the last 4 years?
My freshman year, it's pretty similar to my freshman year coming in, competing for a job. New to the whole team, trying to get to know all the seniors and whatnot, like the veterans here. It's similar aspects where you kind of do. I think it helped me out in the long run, where now I'm not living or dying, like you said, on each kick. Now I kind of know how to handle the situation and just be able to kick and not have to worry about each and every time. But, I mean, it's a little different, but now it's, I'd say, a little bit more laid back. I mean, in college, you're trying to get to this level. Now that you're here, you kind of take a little bit of breath, and now you're just trying to stay here. So kind of going out there a little bit more relaxed every day and just knowing, hey, I am good enough, and hey, I do deserve to be here. I just got to win the spot.
Chris Tabor's worked with a variety of kickers over the years. So what influence has he had on you in your time here already?
I mean, Coach Taves is awesome. I love Coach Taves. He's probably one of the coolest special teams coaches I've ever dealt with. Just the way he goes for throughout the whole team, not just us kickers. In the meetings, he makes them interactive and fun, gets everybody involved. But me in particular, he'll be honest with me. He's up front. He'll let me know if I need to speed up my timing, or he sees something with my kicks, he'll let me know like what he sees. And I'd say the best thing he does is he knows his stuff and he'll communicate very well.
It's unusual for a kicker to be drafted, let alone in the second round. What do you think about Roberto?
I feel like Aguayo came in there with the – I mean, I don't want to say too much about him because he's a good kicker. I mean, you can see his college stats. I think he just came in there with a little bit too high of expectations. And, I mean, I think that I don't think it was even his fault. I think the fans might have put a little bit too much pressure on him maybe. I'm not even sure the whole situation there. But I think now him getting out of there and moving on to fresh air and kind of taking a breath, I think will be good for him.
You know him at all?
We go to the same kicking coach, but I do not know him personally.
Who's the kicking coach?
Jamie Cole.
Where?
Cole's kicking. He's based out of Iowa, but he's like nationwide.
And the fact that you were drafted, even though you were in the seventh round, I mean, did that put any pressure on you coming in?
No. I mean, I was kind of expecting to be drafted. Kind of just going through the whole process. I knew I was capable of coming in and doing well. I mean, I don't feel any pressure. I mean, right now, it's just me and Cody competing for the spot.
Kicked in the snow before?
No, I have not. I have not.
I was gonna say from where you're from.
No, being in Houston, never had to deal with it. Arizona, never had to. Kicked in some cold weather in Oregon and Washington, in Utah, but never any snow.
Did you ever get a taste of the conditions down at the stadium here?
Yeah. We talked about it a minute ago.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I had those two, the scrimmage and the first preseason game were nice to get used to the wind conditions, stadium, see which way is the common factor. Seems a lot of right to left wind. One end zone's a little different than the other. But for the most part, just getting there, getting the game experience. I mean, you can't imitate that anywhere. It's just good to get in there and get used to it.
Why were you the kicker chosen yesterday to kick that kick and practice at the end of that practice drill?
The yesterday practice
yeah.
drill?
Weren't you the guy who made the field goal?
Yeah, I mean, me and Cody both did field goals yesterday. I don't think there's any one particular.
I missed it.
We charted field goals yesterday. We each tried to get 5 and 5, but yesterday kind of got cut short. Both of us did by the siren going off and then doing the scrimmage team on team. There was like 3 of those yesterday, so especially that cut a little short. But
at the end of the siren period, you kicked.
I mean, we're rotating reps. It's just matter of fact. It's just timing.
How come you didn't rotate reps in the game? You kicked both extra points.
We actually were. He started off a kickoff, and then it was going to be me field goal kickoff and vice versa. But we went for that two-point conversion, so he got the kickoff and then rallied up, and it was me again. So it kind of got the short end. He kind of got the short end of the stick there. But, I mean, all in all, it's still competition. We're still just rotating kicks every time. It could have easily been the opposite way around.
Do you feel no matter what happens here, you feel you can kick in the NFL?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I mean, I'm 100% confident in myself. Not to be cocky or anything. I just know the ability I have, and I know my mindset. I know I can be able to succeed at this level.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I've been asked this. You guys have become close, you and Cody, in this competition. Mm-hmm. And now you guys got our neck and neck for this job. Is that awkward at all? How does that affect that relationship?
Surprisingly, not at all. I mean, you would think it would, but, I mean, Cody, Britton, Charlie, and all the guys, even everybody on the team, I mean, handles the situation very well. I mean, we never have any issues with competing and stuff like that. We go in the weight room, we kind of joke around. I mean, we come on the field, we understand it is a competition, but there's no awkwardness or nothing to it. I mean, it's been a pretty good situation.
You said yesterday that there is someone that is in the lead by a hair. Has Coach Taves or you tipped their hand to either of you guys?
No, they have not. They haven't said anything. Like I said, they keep it under wraps pretty good to themselves. So me and Cody just go out there each and every day and just try to compete.
Do you keep your own scorecard?
I mean, everybody kind of keeps a mental scorecard, but I mean, you can't keep tallies every day. You kind of just go out there and look at each day as a new day and be able to compete.
Do you feel like preseason games are weighted more?
I feel definitely so, because that's the closest replica you get to actually game situations. But, I mean, at the same time, you can't overlook a practice. I mean, every practice, they count as well. I mean, you'll see all the scouts out here and every day. So, I mean, at the end of the day, everything you do is being watched, and it is a job, so you're competing for a job.
You made a gazillion kicks in your career. Is there one that stands out? If you had to pick one?
All of them. I mean, when you make it, it's pretty relief. I mean, every time you make a kick, it's a really great feeling. Just don't remember any of the misses. Don't try to remember those.
And one last thing, we asked you this at minicamp, but now that you're reporting here to work every day and you see the sign, Lou Groza Boulevard, I mean, what does that mean to be working at this
It's a pretty special feeling. I didn't really realize it was that big a deal until I got here the first time I saw Lou Groza right in the front door. I mean, it's just awesome to look back and know that I did win that award and now I'm here, and it's a pretty cool situation to know that that's where the history is based out of here, and just blessed to have the opportunity to be able to compete here.
Have you communicated all with Phil Dawson?
I reached out to him in OTAs, kind of hard guy to get a hold of, but I got a hold of him. I just got to get set up a time to call him and communicate with him.